This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the final segment of this week's edition of the Adam Carriker Show. Jake, you going to miss me this weekend?
Oh, absolutely.
I'll think about you lots as well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, has it dawned on you, Jake, the Huskers have the Thursday night kickoff to the entire college football season game. Literally, the entire country will be watching us in Arrowhead versus Cincinnati Thursday night, August 28th on ESPN.
Oh, I absolutely love it. Nebraska has not done well in these spotlight games, as we know. The week zero
set right out the gate, you go with that. Well, come on, man. We're trying to send people home with positive vibes. What are we doing here?
I'm just saying we need to kind of change the little fortune there, but I'm glad they continue to do it. Was my point is because I thought that they might be scared or feel like, you know, this has burned them enough that they don't want to do it. But what better way to kick off a season when everybody's, you know, thirsty for college football to get the premier game on a Thursday night?
All right. You made a good recovery there. You make a great point, though. Like a lot of people, when they're like, what are the biggest games of the year on Nebraska's schedule? Michigan, USC, Penn State, Iowa. We've talked about our most important games. I always put Cincinnati in there. Always. Statistically, recent history speaking, game one, especially versus Power Four conference teams, not treated as great. Let's get that monkey off our back. Then we can roll into Michigan at home with a true freshman quarterback, no head coach, 3-0. That game, because if we lose it, just think about that. I've posed that question before. Just think about that. We should win. Frankly, we should win by double digits. And frankly, I know we're not favored by double digits, but I expect us to.
Well, let me say this because we just talked about the defense and I brought up the schedule late there. And so I wanted to.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Go and look and see. You know, we talk about the schedule not being as difficult. Cincinnati is one of three games that you include that we already include. We talked about Penn State and USC. Cincinnati, the only other opponent outside of Houston Baptist, which I did not go and run down their numbers. but of the other opponents, every other team finished 100 or below in either scoring offense or total offense. Every other one. From Akron to Michigan, Michigan State, Maryland, Minnesota, Northwestern, UCLA, and Iowa, all either had a total offense or scoring offense ranked 100 or below. Cincinnati, Penn State, and USC are the only ones that did not.
Just for those who don't know, Cincinnati was still 5-7 last year.
They were not, yeah. They were 89th in scoring offense, so they're not like they're that far off. 36th in total offense.
So 75% of our opponents finished somewhere between 100 to 134th in the country offensively in some major stat a year ago.
That's correct.
Dude, the Kool-Aid is just right there, man. It's just right there. We got to start by beating Cincinnati. We should. They got a whole lot of new on their end as well, just in case you were wondering. We'll dive more into Cincinnati as that game gets closer, but man, college football is getting closer and closer and closer. And like, I get more and more excited as each day goes by, as each week goes by. Once August here, in my mind, it's here. I mean, it's here. It's pretty much already August. Jake, it's
That's pretty much
football season.
That's right.
All right, you got anything before we get out?
No, I'm just going to, don't be surprised if I walk in with some gold this now.
Dude, there's a lot of pressure on you now. I'm just saying. There's a lot of pressure. All right, have a great weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Go Big Red Nose. Remember to throw the ball.